Hello.
Good evening. My name is Sarah Sally, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Hold me a moment, please. This will take just a few minutes, so thank you so much. Now, first question. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, and I'm not registered to vote.
I will be voting. Very likely to vote, I guess, is the answer.
Okay. Thank you. Now, with which political party are you registered? Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? This is just to make sure that we are reaching all the people. You will say African-American, Black, Asian, Asian-American, White, Caucasian, Hispanic.
White.
Okay, thank you. What is your age? Between 18-35, 36-45, 46-55, 56-65, or over 65?
60-65.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
The county or the city?
I will repeat the question. Yes, just to make sure. Generally
speaking, Miami-Dade County?
Yes. Would you say things
yes.
in Miami-Dade County?
Miami-Dade County is going in the right direction.
Okay. Thank you. Now, really quick, from the following list, what is the one thing local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? Housing and property insurance costs, corruption in local government, floating sea level rise and environmental resiliency, traffic and congestion, inflation.
Traffic and congestion.
Okay. Thank you. Although it is a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic. I'm sorry.
I don't think that's a valid question because they don't register by party.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I am now going to read you a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion on each person? If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just say so. Richard Prunschnick?
Not heard.
Okay. Raquel Regalado?
Favorable.
Okay. That favorable will be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Cindy Lerner?
Very favorable.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Alexander Otaola, Daniela Levine Cava, Money.
Daniela Levine Cava.
Thank you. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levine Cava?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Richard Prechnik, Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner.
Cindy Lerner.
Thank you. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Definitely.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
She's part of the problem.
Thank you. On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Levine Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks and infrastructure improvements, and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Will that be definitely vote yes or probably vote yes?
Yes. Definitely vote yes.
Thank you. We're halfway there. Thank you so much for your time. Just a few more questions. All right. So I am now going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each one, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If it would make no difference, just say so.
Okay.
All right. So as an elected official, Raquel Regalado focuses on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it is fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, on helping residents with complicated things like permitting.
So I have to say favorable, not favorable, or don't care?
Options are much more likely, somewhat more likely.
Oh, much more likely. More likely, not likely, no opinion, right. Likely.
Is that much more likely?
Yeah.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. As the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded trainings for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism legal safety program with police, and founded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents on the autism spectrum.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enacted protections for renters, and increased the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules on efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable.
Has no effect on me.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the
answer? It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, that question. What is the choice?
We have in that case much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, thank you. Since Raquel Regalado has been on the County Commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live in longtime residents, including seniors on fixed income, have struggled to make ends meet. So Regalado hasn't done enough.
Unimportant. No impact.
Okay.
Whatever that last one is, I don't know what it means. I can't remember. I'm...
Yes, the options are, I'm sorry, but I have to read all the options.
Read I know. I keep forgetting them because it's like.
That's fine. No problem. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference? Or
no difference. No difference.
Okay. Thank you. Raquel Rigoletto served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. Now, as the only former school board member to ever serve on the county commission, Rigoletto has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants or affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing.
No impact.
Okay, thank you. Raquel Rigoletto believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Rigoletto has the endorsements of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election.
No impact.
Thank you. As your county commissioner, Raquel Rigoletto has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay. So our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats.
Somewhat.
Is that
somewhat of an impact?
Somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat likely.
Is that somewhat more or somewhat less?
Somewhat more, sorry.
Thank you. Currently, several Cuban American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Rigoletto and her father are just more of the same.
I don't think that's a true statement. So, no impact?
Okay. Thank you. Raquel Rigoletto believes the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Rigoletto has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, liner parks for the underline and white shirt options.
No impact.
Okay. Thank you. We're almost there. Thank you so much for your time again. All right, so I'm now going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each would make no difference, just say so.
Okay.
As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abusive toward residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing at an insulting resident. Lerner has been criticized by the media who say she does not have the temperament to hold elected office.
No impact.
Thank you. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected position to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in tax. Would that
I'm
be
so tired today. I've been out in the I've been working since 5:30 this morning.
I understand.
It would affect somewhat.
Would that be okay? So in that case, would be somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. Now, Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping.
Okay. No impact, because I know it's not true, because I know her. I know the family. So.
Cindy Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful action on sea-level vice and floating, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists.
Very likely. Government. Positive. What is it?
We have much more likely.
Very more likely.
More likely. Okay. Thank you.
More likely.
As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending
no
by
impact.
Okay. Thank you. Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence dealing.
Very more likely.
Okay. That would be much more likely, somewhat more
likely. Much more likely, much more likely.
Thank you. Almost there. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Rachel Packnick, Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner.
Cindy Lerner.
Thank you. And would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Definitely.
Thank you. Prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
Not on those sites.
Okay, the answer is we have, so yes, attend a community event. Yes, follow on social media.
Yes, no. A community event. No to the social media.
Okay.
Because I don't follow TikTok. So.
Thank you. Now, the following are a list of websites, online newspaper, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all. Miami's community news?
Not at all.
Thank you. T. Biscayne Independent?
That one I never heard of, so not at all.
Thank you. Only in date?
Yes.
Okay. Would that be follow regularly or follow not regularly?
Not regularly.
Thank you. Local newspapers like the Miami Herald or El Nuevo Herald?
Regularly.
Follow regularly or follow not regularly?
Regularly, yes.
Thank you.
Every day.
Thank you. Local political blogs?
Local political blogs? Yes. Never. No.
Thank you. FM radio?
Don't know them. Pardon?
FM radio?
I don't know that one.
AM talk or new radio?
Never AM. NPR.
Okay. Thank you. I am now going to ask you just a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are a liberal or a moderate or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed?
Two masters.
Okay.
Master's college, postgraduate.
In that case, would that be college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, or college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree? Or postgraduate
degree. And postgraduate.
Okay, thank you. All right, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.